Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Vince Del Monte podcast. We've got a really neat episode here. We are bringing on the one and only Sam Robson, who I had the privilege to work with. I also had the privilege to coach inside the Seven Figure Mastermind. And this individual is known as one of the go-to natural health and nutrition experts. And he calls himself a nutrition nerd. And I love meeting the nutrition nerds because they always help me become smart in a short window of time. And he's got a love for supplements. In fact, he's helped me with some of our best email copy with my own supplement, Preload. And we're going to hear a lot of things today. We're going to talk about one of the things that I was most interested in hearing him share was his natural approach to managing stress. It's something that I hear like literally day in and day out. People are overwhelmed. People are constantly overwhelmed with all sorts of things. They're over planning, overthinking, over comparing, over planning. It all leads to overwhelm. And we're going to talk about how to stress less. I'm really excited for this. Sam, welcome, man.
Thanks for having me, Vince. Good to be here.
Do you remember how we first met at Jason Capital's event? I think you got to share that story.
I do. Yeah. So to go back even further, so I first quote unquote met you back in 2010, 2011, as part of the original Maximize Your Muscle group.
Wow.
And my whole kind of fitness and self-image transformation started there. And I actually became a supplement nerd because of you. I started taking supplements when I joined MYM and was researching. And then I was introduced to BioTrust when they started through you and Sean and all those guys, and started really doing a lot of research on my own because of that. But yeah, then a few years ago, we were at Jason's event. And I actually went to that event because I saw that you and Craig were going to be there. And I was like, oh, I need to meet these guys. And I was now friends with both you guys and have done a good amount of work with both of you, which is really cool. But I remember seeing you, I was like, oh, that's Vince. I need to talk to Vince. I need to tell him some of my story. And then
I remember
we ended up connecting and we had breakfast that weekend. And
well, that your story could have been a separate podcast in itself. Why don't you just share? Cause you told me like this, I'm like, holy cow. Like you gave me like a holy cow, like life, like true life changer story from that. Maybe just share some of the key changes that occurred through just our virtual relationship, if you will.
Yeah. I played 3 sports a year until I was 17. But I always, mental toughness always was a block for me. I never really pushed myself in the conditioning side. I just, if I was uncomfortable, I just stopped. And I remember I think it was phase 2 of full body Vinsanity. We're going back in the vault here.
Man, oh man. 5 days.
And I remember watching the videos thinking, there's no way I can complete these workouts. There's just no way I can physically do it. And the first, I remember I was just pouring with sweat within the first 30 seconds of the first workout. And it was the hardest work I'd ever done up to that point. But I did it. And I had the biggest smile on my face. And the gym in my school was downstairs. So I ran back upstairs and I was like, I can do literally anything. I didn't think I'd be able to do this. I can do anything. So then when I had my health challenges in 2016, 17, and 18, I was able to push myself more and more through these workouts. I ended up doing special ops training for a couple of years as I built up my physical fitness, my mental fitness. And those were the foundations that enabled me to help heal myself of some of the conditions I ended up having a few years ago. So it's really interesting how it's all come full circle.
Gotcha. So you ventured into Jason Capital's world. So you were in the muscle building world, Maximize Your Muscle. Then you're in the dating world.
No, I actually went there for entrepreneurial stuff.
Gotcha.
So I had, I don't even remember how I ended up on the, I ended up, someone said something about his free book about developing like higher status, I think it was. and people were using it to up-level their life in every area. So I read that. And then like a week later, I got an email about this event. I go to the speakers. I was like, oh, Vince Del Monte is speaking at this event. Craig Ballantyne is speaking at this event. I have to go. Mm-hmm. And that's how I ended up there. And then I was in his mastermind for a year. And
that's where you met Tyler Ryan, right? I
spent time with yours as well. Yep. Yeah. That's where Tyler and I went. Tyler and I both went to that event to hear you speak and meet you, actually. So it's interesting.
And Tyler ended up enrolling into the 7-figure mastermind shortly after, I believe. And you two became, I believe, like two of the top students, if not the top two students in Capital's mastermind. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the two of us from the beginning. Yeah.
Gotcha. So let's pick up there. We're definitely going to get to the stress stuff. Just to know your journey, because there's a lot of great lessons there. Where did the love for email copywriting, the love for email marketing come from?
It was really just an interesting journey. I'm originally from the Northeast, and a week after I graduated from college, I moved to LA. I was a screenwriter for 4 years and a story development consultant and a big health and fitness nerd, a nutrition nerd, like you said. And I was doing story stuff and I loved it, but health and fitness was a huge part of my life, at least 6 days a week. And the gym I went to in Hollywood is one of the fittest gyms in one of the fittest big box gyms in the US, the Hollywood Boulevard LA Fitness. And every single day I saw people being mistrained every single day. And I saw it 5 days in a row at one point. And I said, okay, I'm just an exercise execution snob because I know what to do. I'll go home and they'll be fine on the weekend. I'll never forget. I go up the stairs on a Monday morning. A woman is down and to the right doing mountain climbers. Great exercise, awful form. She's wrecking the cartilage in her knees with every rep. I can see it. Again, she's down to the right. The trainer's looking up and to the left, like, great job, keep going, push harder. And I said, all right, I'm done. I'm starting my own health and fitness company. I need to do something about this. And so I started building an in-person. There's a lot of other stuff going on at this time, but I started building an in-person health and fitness coaching business. And then I decided to take that online, turned into a digital info business. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn copywriting. So I started studying copywriting. I'd say maybe 5 or 6 months before I went to that event where you and I met. And then I started studying email copywriting to help with my digital info business. And then I realized I could reach way more people and make a far greater impact, helping already existing businesses grow more. And then from there, that developed into a sales copy, full length sales copy, again, for health and wellness companies, primarily supplement companies. And then obviously we're a new evolution now with my own supplement business. It's just an interesting series of events where I always say, I don't claim I'm going to be smarter than the universe or no more than the universe. And things happen for us in all these ways and reasons that we can't see at the time, but it all led us to where we are now.
That's interesting. Tell me a bit about some of the most interesting supplement projects you got to work on. Cause I don't know if you're allowed to share who you've worked with, but I know you work with some pretty big individuals in the industry, and just to share a couple insights on, you worked with me and you worked with some of my close friends and some of the, maybe the biggest brands in the health and fitness markets. How did some of those come to be? And just share what you learned through that time writing for, I think that's a really powerful part of your story that like you, a lot of people just jump right into being full-blown business owner right out of the gate. Like you invested into working for others, like getting a good understanding of the behind the scenes and having an audience to write to so you could test faster. I'm sure you gained a lot of intel just from working with kind of guys like that. I'd love to hear a bit about that.
Yeah. So I've had the privilege to work with a lot of really cool health and fitness brands, supplement brands, 7-8. I've written for a few multi-nine-figure businesses as well. Yeah, I mean, the way I saw it, you have these skill sets and the ways that you can add value, but you need to build up those skill sets before you can get to that next level. And I didn't even see a next level at the time. I don't know if it was I was just tunnel vision focused or what it was, but I had this mission and this vision with my original digital info business. And then I pivoted to my email marketing business at the time. And yeah, like you said, I actually had the privilege also of the first, actually, I think 4 or 5 clients I had were all people who I respected personally and whose programs or offers or events that they'd spoken at, like heard talks of theirs. I'd been through all of their stuff on my own. So I was like, oh, I get to work with this person. I get to work with that person. I get to help this person and that person. So that was really cool. And I already had a sense of who they were personality-wise, what their voices were, what was important to them. But yeah, having that audience to write to, getting to test things quickly is critical when it comes to marketing. Test, and then once you've tested 1,000 times, go test again. That was one of the biggest lessons that I learned. And so I started building up that skill set on the email side. And then when Steve and I started working together, pretty early on, they wanted me to handle all the copy. And I said, no, I'm just focusing on email. And they kept bringing it up. And eventually it came to a point where they're like, look, you're our guy. And I was like, okay. So then I got back into medium form copy, then longer form. Mm. And then I did pretty exclusively long form for the last couple of years. And I just kept leveling up the businesses that I had been able to work with and was working with. My skill set developed at the same time. And you learn a lot of interesting things about the inner workings of the businesses and the marketing side. And then obviously once you have your own business itself, the operations, that's a completely different conversation, a completely different skill set and things you need to learn. But I feel really grateful and fortunate that I've been able to have these opportunities or create these opportunities over the last few years.
Gotcha. So you got to work with a lot of people. And now I guess what led you to wanting to support people with, I know your new supplement line is around helping reduce stress. And I know that was the conversation that connected us on Instagram or Facebook to have this conversation here today. What did you see that was rampant, like that this was necessary to turn into an actual business?
Well, yeah, this kind of goes back into my story. So 2016, I was doing special ops training. Got really sick one day. And about 4 months later, I was still really sick. I had become allergic to pretty much every food out there. I'd never had a food intolerance a day in my life. I was eating 200 grams of fiber a day. I couldn't go to the bathroom with my life dependent on it. I was in pain no matter what I did or didn't eat. Doctors told me I probably had stomach cancer at 25. I didn't. They just never got back to me. So I had to heal myself on my own. My brain gut connection got severed. I had holes in my intestines. They said nothing's wrong, but there was something wrong. I had to fix all of that through my own neuroplasticity training and nutrition and supplement program I created on myself.
Did you say your brain got severed?
My brain gut connection.
Oh, your brain.
So the gut is known as the second brain. My brain gut connection just got severed. They stopped communicating completely. To this day, we don't know how it happened, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that I got it back. So then as I'm on the tail end of healing myself of that, February 2017, I had a training accident where I microfractured my tibia on both sides and tore my calf. And I just read a book. I think I actually told you about this, called Hardwiring Happiness by Rick Hansen, which is a book I recommend to absolutely everyone. So I was really excited. I was like, oh, I get to push myself and challenge myself in ways uninjured people don't get to. And then 3 months later, I lost 70% of the muscle mass in my left leg. My foot was swollen to twice the size of the other, about as thick as a strip steak. It was purple. And I was in excruciating pain and I couldn't bear weight on one toe without crutches. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? Something's wrong. So I go to the doctor and I developed an ultra rare, chronic and incurable neurological nerve condition, neurovascular condition called reflexive sympathetic dystrophy or complex regional pain syndrome. Basically, my nerves hijacked my brain. They sent permanent pain signals to the pain receptors. So it felt like my whole foot and knee was shattered. And there's actually something called the McGill Pain Index, which is the chart or the index that doctors use to measure how much pain their patients are in. And this condition is actually more painful than both childbirth and amputation, according to this index. So then I learned, because it had spread to my uninjured side, I was going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life within 2 years. So by the time I was 28, I'm going to be 30 in a few months, just for reference. I had to walk to keep ingrained in my brain that I was technically going to be okay, even though I wasn't. And I'd forgotten how to walk. And it was the most excruciating pain anyone could ever feel in their life. So long story short, with my own supplement program I created, I healed myself without a doctor. I taught myself how to walk and without a physical therapist, but my body had broken down so much that I ended up just being injured. The whole left side of my body felt like I'd just been in a car accident for the next 18 months. So I was injured from late 2016 all the way into mid, late fall 2018. So almost 2 years. At the same time, I was building my health business. and then my marketing business. So I was under so much stress physically, financially, mentally, emotionally. My whole body started shutting down. I was always a lean guy. I ate super clean. I worked out. I started gaining weight. I got bloated. I didn't recognize myself. I was exhausted. No matter if I did or didn't sleep, I was exhausted. My digestion was garbage. I would either have diarrhea or constipation every day, or they'd alternate. I was 27 and my body stopped producing testosterone. It was really scary stuff. And then I started doing research. I met with another natural health practitioner and realized that my body was actually shutting down because of stress. And so I started looking up, okay, how can you approach stress nutritionally? Because I already healed myself of two major things that you're not supposed to be able to heal yourself from through nutrition and supplementation. How can I do that? And we can get into it in a minute here, but because there, it is actually pretty simple, but there is a very straightforward reason why we all get stressed biologically and why things like meditation and anxiety, drugs, and journaling. And I meditate and I journal every day, but there's a reason why those things don't work for most people and why they're actually complements. They're not the first thing you should do. And I had my background as a supplement marketer, and I had told several people who I worked with that I created this stress formula on myself. And I realized it wasn't something that was out there. And a lot of people, almost everyone on the planet needs to be less stressed. And I thought, well, I need to do something about this. Is all of these things and experiences I've had over the last few years with my own health and wellness, and also on the marketing side and the copywriting side, like this has all been priming me and prepping me to actually make the true impact that I was born to make on the world. And I truly believe that I was put here to help people become the healthiest and happiest versions of themselves. And that's why we call our company Health and Happiness, because that's what we're here for. That's what we aim to do.
So let's talk about some of the protocols. I'd love to get into some of the specifics. I know when you optimize your brain, your mind, your body's able to do some pretty superior feats. Like even if I mess up my caffeine dose, if that's just like slightly off, it's the difference between sitting at my desk for 4 hours and actually getting 4 hours of work done and getting an hour and a half worth of work done because of the ability to make decisions and to think quicker in a process and to respond and that and to just write and think. I love just to know, let's work on a hierarchy maybe from what are the big levers that we're looking at initially. If someone's overly stressed, they're not getting what they want out of their workouts, their work, just being present, where do we start?
There's a few things, right? Like I said, journaling is very helpful. I journal first thing every morning. I drink my liter of mineral water with my supplements, and then I journal. Whatever's on my mind, I let it out. I don't censor it. It might sound woo, but the reality is you're actually holding energy inside, and you're actually able to release that energy when you get that out. Meditation is obviously very helpful, but both of those are complements. Right? Both of those are complements to managing stress. Nutrition is the foundation, because one of the big things that I found is that most people, so here's the reason why meditation does not work for everyone, why journaling doesn't work for everyone. These other things don't work for everyone, because working on your breath and focusing on your breath can literally change your life. If you take 6 deep breaths in, all the way in and then all the way out, or you inhale for 4 seconds and exhale for 8 seconds, do that 5 or 6 times, you're literally going to increase the oxygen in your brain and your body, and you're going to feel so much better. However, by the time people get to taking deep breaths or get to meditation or journaling because they're stressed out, it's already too late. They're already trapped in the body's stress response. So the body's stress response has 3 steps. It's called GAS, or general adaptation syndrome. So the 3 steps are alarm, resistance, and fatigue. The way this happens is we're going to get a little sciencey here, but it's pretty simple at the end of the day. So the HPA axis in the brain controls the stress response. There's 3 hormones that are needed to set off what I call the stress alarm. But the problem is, alarms are created to protect you. So like I like to think about it like a home alarm, right? Like the whole point of a home alarm is to let you know when someone's broken into your house. But if the alarm's going off and someone's broken into your house, they're already doing whatever damage they're going to do. It's already too late. What if there's a way to make sure the alarm doesn't even go off in the first place? That's the research that I was doing. And that's what I actually ultimately believe I figured out. So the stress alarm is set off by these three hormones, right? There's one called CRH that triggers something called ACTH. And then when that gets released, that sends out cortisol into the bloodstream. What I found is that there are actually natural ingredients that can lessen the release of, or even in some cases actually block the release of these stress hormones so that your stress alarm doesn't get set off in the first place. So now when you have these nutrients in your body and they build up in your body over time, not only are you going to feel less stressed, less overwhelmed, less anxious, situations that used to stress you out before, you'll be able to respond in a much healthier way and adapt much more effectively, and they won't stress you out like they used to. But the reason this is so important is because it goes so much deeper than I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling overwhelmed. The American Psychological Association has shown that the six leading causes of death are directly linked to chronic stress, and over 75%, so more than 3 out of every 4 doctor's office visits are directly related to stress-related complaints or ailments. Things like your risk of cancer, heart disease, depression, suicide, high levels of bad cholesterol, memory problems. I'm forgetting a bunch of them, but there are so many major health issues. Oh, one of the most important ones right now, your immune system. When you're overly stressed, your immune system pretty much shuts off. When you're under ongoing chronic stress, your immune system shuts off pretty much. So you're going to get sick much more frequently. In fact, actually, I was speaking with Tyler about this a few weeks ago. When I was in my super stress mode, when my stress alarm was going off like crazy and my whole body was shutting down when we were in that first mastermind together, he said, now that I think about it, you were getting sick all the time. Every week or every other week, I was getting sick, or at least twice a month, I was getting sick. And he just thought it was really odd that someone who ate the way I did and took care of myself always was getting sick. Huh. And it's because stress is directly linked to inflammation, and chronic ongoing stress just brings our inflammation levels up so high, and it's just a recipe for disaster. So not only can it make you feel mentally unwell or anxious, it can mess with your relationships. It can destroy your sex drive. Like, I was 27 and for 6 months I had pretty much no testosterone, but it can also destroy your physical health too. And that's why it is the number one health crisis on the planet. Just no one, it always will be, but no one talks about it because they think, oh, it's this condition or that condition. No, chronic stress creates the environment for all of these conditions to exist. And if you can create an environment within your own body where you're actually less stressed and more kind of even keeled and centered, you're basically giving your body the chance to be optimal or optimized. And you're eliminating so many of the factors that create all of these diseases and conditions that can really just ruin your life.
Uh-huh. So let's get into some nutritional specifics. I know what you're talking about. My wife and I, we do hair analysis. So they figure out which minerals your body's missing, which creates different imbalances, and just optimizing these on an individual basis has been a complete game changer, and just in all different levels in different areas of the body. So like, I know what you're saying. We need to treat the root problem. There's deficiencies. There's things missing that are preventing your body from optimizing. So what are some of these common deficiencies? Like, where do we start looking? What kind of minerals, what kind of herbs, what kind of things that can actually start rebuilding or essentially?
So that's a great question. One of the things that's huge is, so the body is pretty much a battery. All of our cells are like batteries, right? They require, just like our phones or computers, they need electric charge to work properly. That's why electrolytes are so important. But most people's batteries are actually dying, or their batteries have very low percentage charge and they're not being properly charged. So that's why electrolytes are super important. Key minerals, especially magnesium, which is responsible for over 300 different functions in the body, including stress and heart function, muscle function, nerve function. And in our supplement, we have a little bit of a magnesium glycinate, which is good for calming down the body and the nervous system. And it's also the most, at least from what I've found, the most bioavailable form, the most usable by the body. What's really cool, so in StressLess, our supplement, two of the main ingredients are something called holy basil or Tulsi and phosphatidylserine. Okay. So holy basil, it's actually been, I think this was in the Journal of Phytotherapy Research, I think. It's actually been referred to as liquid yoga because when it's turned into a tea, it has a very calming presence and it's a very strong adaptogen. So it helps the body adapt in all the different ways that it needs to. If the body's doing too much, it can bring you back down. If it's not enough, it can bring you up a little bit. But it's very calming and it can help promote, you know, healthy immune function. It actually can help block and release and weaken the release of all three of these stress hormones, CRH, ACTH, and cortisol, which is incredibly helpful for making sure your stress alarm doesn't get set off, as I would call it. You have a healthier stress response. And then the other one is phosphatidylserine. The way I like to describe it is if holy basil is the army to protect your stress hormones from being sent out too much and to protect your stress alarms from going off, phosphatidylserine is like the Navy. So it does the same thing, just from a little bit of a different, it achieves the same goal from a different perspective. And it helps with some of the other stress hormones and keeping those at bay. You've got things like L-tyrosine, which can help fight cortisol and raise dopamine levels. So you feel like you have a more optimized mood. You've got things like
theanine in there too, right?
Yep, you've got L-theanine. So that can help you feel alert, but also calm at the same time. So it's not like you're super jittery with caffeine. Jitters, and L-tyrosine can do something quite similar. And then we have something called Sensoril, which is, it's the only form of ashwagandha that has generally recognized as safe status. It's the only one that's backed by 10 double-blind placebo-controlled trials, which are like the gold standard of medical testing. And there's schools like Yale University and Syracuse and a bunch of others who show that is actually a great natural substitute for people who have like anxiety and in some cases even depressed moods, because it helps. Not only does it help you feel calmer and more balanced and better able to adapt, but in the event that your stress alarm does get set off, as I would phrase it, it can actually help with the release of or a lighter release or less release of these stress hormones at the same time. And then you've got things like tyrosine to a degree and cordyceps. Cordyceps is a great one, because one of the things that happens when, I think you've probably experienced this too, is if you have any kind of adrenal fatigue or excess stress, your body shuts down, you feel really tired, the cordyceps will naturally give you a little bit of energy to get through that. But it's not like caffeine where you're super jittery. You just have the power to go through.
Yeah, I'm familiar with phosphatidylserine. Poliquin was a big proponent of that one. I use that quite a bit. And I'm familiar with all these. Yeah, they're all great ingredients, especially L-theanine takes the edge off. Tyrosine, yeah, that can definitely, that's excellent over time. It loads up the brain. These things, some of these, I believe, compound too. Like they have an accumulative effect the more you put
it in. Yeah. So, yeah. And at least on the side of StressLess. So we have two, we have StressLess, which is for the day, and then StressLess PM at night, because when you're stressed out, you're not sleeping well. And when you're not sleeping well, you become more stressed out. So it's a vicious cycle. You need to take care of one for the other to be optimized, but you also need to take care of the other for the first one to be optimized. You can't have one without the other. So then you've got things like GABA and valerian root and lemon balm and all that stuff. But yeah, all of these things, because they are natural ingredients, they're not chemicals. They can take a few days to maybe a couple of weeks to really start to build up into your system. But yeah, the more you take them, the better off you are. So I haven't missed a day of taking these ingredients in at least 2 years, at least a good chunk of them. Because the more you take them, the more they compound, and your stress responses can get healthier and healthier the more you have them in your system.
So supplements is a big one. It's a tough one for people to hear because there's an investment there, but people have to understand these are nutrients, right? They're not, you can't look at them as supplements because you can't get these things from sufficient quantities in your food or else your body be functioning.
No.
And these things also can, I think these things typically get depleted if your body's not functioning optimally. So you need to load them up. On top of the supplements, let's go through like just a few more things. If someone's constantly stressed, what else are we looking at? They start to optimize nutrients. What other places do we want to look that have some quick ROI, if you will, some quick return, some quick implementation?
Yeah. So one of the reasons why this isn't a supplement answer, but it's also the reason why I created Stressless PM. And I take all those ingredients myself too, is because if stress is the top health crisis on the planet, the most important parts of your health to optimize, it's, in my opinion, it's a tie between gut health and sleep, because those are both connected. And if you're, like I said, if you're stressed out, you're not going to sleep well. But if you're not sleeping well, you're also going to be stressed out. And the exact same stress hormones that set off your stress alarm during the day are the same things that wake you up in the middle of the night and keep you from sleeping. So dialing in your sleep routine is very important. So for me, I wear my blue blockers. I don't have an affiliate relationship with this company at all. These are just the ones I use, and I've recommended them to a ton of people. They're called Spectra 479. They are absolutely phenomenal. They block the most blue light of the ones that I've found. You can wear them, put them on anywhere from 1 to 3 hours before bed. I put mine on about 3 hours before bed now. It can help naturally raise melatonin levels and keep you less stimulated if you are going to be exposed to any screens before bed. Spectra 479.
Okay, cool.
Those are the ones that I use. My buddy calls them my X-Men glasses because they have these like dark orange lenses, but those work really well. Try to limit screen exposure before bed. I used to be really bad at that. I started reading before bed now. I started reading fiction. So instead of watching Netflix or whatever. And then the next thing that I do is I do a quick gratitude journaling. And there's science from doctors at Harvard and Yale and pretty much any reputable institution that within positive psychology, the powers of positive psychology, gratitude actually can actually change your hormones and the state of your body. So that you're not, and also get the, and so that'll make you feel better before you go to bed, but also if you need to release stuff that may be keeping you up at night. The other things that I do are I listen to sleep meditations as I'm going to sleep. But if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll take a little turmeric curcumin because that can help reduce cortisol levels. And cortisol is one of the main things that wakes you up in the middle of the night. And then if I wake up in the middle of the night, when I go back to sleep, I'll listen to binaural beats, delta waves primarily, because delta waves can help you get into REM sleep. So I've measured, I have my Whoop strap that I've had for almost 2 years. And when I listen to binaural beats, my REM sleep goes up pretty significantly. And then there's also 432 hertz frequencies. If you just look up 432 sleep music, you'll find all kinds of different audio tracks. And then making sure your room, a lot of people know this, making sure your room is cool and you don't have too much light and you have an optimal sleep environment. That's absolutely key. And then, like I said, the journaling stuff is really, it's really big. And you only need to do a few minutes or however long you need. Just let out whatever's on your mind. Don't censor yourself. Just let it out. And it's incredibly, incredibly powerful. And then I talked about this briefly, breath work, taking deep breaths, 4 seconds in, inhale, 8 second exhale. Do that a few times, but you're going to feel a difference. If you take 6 deep breaths all the way in, all the way out, you're going to feel a difference. Your blood's going to get more oxygenated. You're just going to feel lighter and you're going to be able to take a step back. There's a lot of different things that we can get into, but those are probably the main ones. Again, the nutritional part is the foundation, but all of these little things between what you're doing during the day, what your nutrition looks like, your sleep, all of this is absolutely, absolutely critical for managing stress, which is the thing that controls not just your emotions and your thoughts and your mindset, but also your physical health and your relationships as well.
Oh yeah. Huge. That's massive. If two partners, heck, even a business, romantic relationships, business relationship, and kids matter. When you don't have this stuff optimized, I'll tell you what's coming. You're short with your kids.
That's a huge issue. So one thing that was actually a problem for me, I don't have kids yet, but one thing that was a problem for me, really since I was probably in middle school or high school especially, is being short with my parents. And the thing is, this is a sign that you're stressed. If you're short with people and you don't realize it, you're under ongoing or chronic stress. So my parents would always say I was being short with them. And my response almost every time was, I'm not, you guys are just overly sensitive. There's nothing wrong with me. The reality was there was something wrong with me. I was under extreme amounts of stress. In fact, actually, the breakthrough moment when I realized I was really stressed was when my parents were visiting me. I was living in LA at the time. Couple years ago, and we were having a conversation about entrepreneurship, and I just got really heated and passionate because I was like, I really care about this topic. Turns out I actually blew up at my parents at this restaurant. Wow. I had no idea. And my buddy, who was my business partner at the time, the next day he said, dude, I'm working 7 days a week, and I'm telling you, you're working too hard. You're way too stressed out. And that was the aha moment for me. Yeah. So being short with your spouse, with your partner, with your friends, with your teammates, your business partners, it's a huge thing that has so many ramifications throughout your life.
Yeah, I love it. It's so important. I've noticed I got a new sleep schedule. I'm really just working on getting to bed earlier. I fixed the morning part, but I wake up and I'm working from 4 to 7 every morning now. And once I get the PM routine dialed in, it's insane how much more productive you are. But like all these things you've talked about there, I look at them like little dials. You dial in your sleep, you get a couple more percentage points, maybe some big ones. You dial in the supplements, you get some more percentage points. You get the gratitude going, there's a few more percentage points. And you get the reducing the stress, increasing the melatonin, there's a few more points. It all stacks. What I love about this is that they're very simple habits. They'll take time to implement, but they'll stack. They work together. And it's amazing how much more you can get from your body. Like I actually just recently started contemplating double day workouts again. I would have never contemplated that since our third baby came, because it's like, I don't have enough even mental capacity to consider that. But I'm like, I've dialed in so many things now. I'm starting to think about goals I never had in the past 2 years. So there's the light at the end of the tunnel, everybody. Your body's not firing optimally. And Sam shared some very valuable things from his experience, from his research, extensive research, if you can't tell. This guy, yeah, he definitely earns the nickname Nutrition Nerd. I know you don't love the term biohacker, but you got all these are like, I like to see them as like, they're all little tweaks, if you will, that they're those small hinges that swing big doors. They'll make huge impact.
Absolutely.
High impact. Sam, why don't you just wrap up and let the listeners know? We'll get a link to your supplement for sure. I appreciate you sending me your product. I'm using it right now as we speak. I'll definitely keep reporting to you guys on how I'm loving it and what I'm seeing. Why don't you just share with the listeners, what's the best place for people to get in touch with you these days?
The best place to get in touch with me, If you have any questions or anything, I'm not as active on social media.
Sam's behind the scenes guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can find me on Facebook or sam@healthandhappinesslabs.com. If you have any questions or anything I can help you with, I'm more than happy to do what I can.
Awesome, man. Hey, listen, are you working full-time on your gig right now? Are you doing any side projects anymore? Are you full-time on your health and happiness right now?
I'm doing a little bit of supplement consulting on the side. So I have companies where I help them. There's different versions. Some I help them come up with their formulations for their supplements. Others who have successful businesses that are not in the supplement space, but are getting into supplements. Mm-hmm. I can help them come up with a formulation all the way through to launch and going through manufacturing, fulfillment, FDA compliance, all that stuff too.
Very cool.
But yeah, outside of that, it's working with Stress Less and trying to get into the hands of as many people as we can.
Awesome. Hey, Sam, really proud of you, man. You've come a long ways. I knew you were a unique guy when I first met you at Jason's event. And yeah, you've continued to just reach more people. And it's been really inspiring to see you on your young journey. You made me feel old when you said you're not even 30 yet. Holy geez.
I know. We got a couple more months. And then, yeah, just beginning.
It's all downhill from there.
Oh, I'm so excited for it. I can't wait. The best is yet to come.
gets better and better, bro. All right. Well, send Tyler my best as well. And guys, thank you for tuning in today. Now this is your opportunity to share this episode on your social stories and tag somebody you're thinking. If you haven't done that yet, just take one insight that you shared, maybe one of the tips on stressing less, and share it with your network, your circle of friends, and help them out, because this is definitely an issue that needs to be attended to. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. I trust this is a very positive and productive use of your time. Go implement what you learned today, and we'll talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao.